Edmonton Rush back in action tonight. Last night, Buffalo defeated the Edmonton in hockey. Lacrosse going to try to avoid the Buffalo sweep tonight, and they look to continue their perfect season. They are 10-0. Assistant coach Jimmy Quinlan joins us once again. Jimmy, I was looking up the stats of this Buffalo team, and obviously defensively they're very good, second best in the league behind you guys, but they give up a lot of shots. Do they give up a lot of shots in sets, or do they give up a lot of shots off of transition?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it depends really how they play. They're one of the, I think, harder teams in the league in terms of how fast they play and how hard they run. So, you know, for the most part, they're similar to us in that they like to pressure. And because of that, what ends up happening is you end up playing with shorter shot clock. So I think that's part of the reason why, you know, you're seeing them with so many shots against, because they're really not, not afraid to open the game up and kind of play a back and forth end-to-end style across.
Looking at their offense, you know, we had the greatest offensive player the league's ever seen in John Tavares on the program yesterday. He's got 18 goals in 9 games. He's 45 years old. Like, you just retired, right? And I don't even, what are you, 34?
32. Yeah.
He's 45, and he's still scoring 2 goals a game in the league. Obviously, you know, he talked about his speed isn't where it was, you know, even a decade ago or a few years ago. But what makes him still so dangerous, Jimmy, when you watch film?
No, he's just smart, plain and simple. Finds soft spots, knows where to be, and he still finishes the ball. So you don't give him too many chances because they end up in the back of the net. So, I mean, for Edmonton fans who would have been here, I think the last time Buffalo came, I think he had 4 and he maybe only took 6 shots. So he's one of those guys that, you know, he just seems to find open space. He plays really well with the guys around him. And again, he's just so smart, and just buries his chances. So he's definitely a guy that we need to be out and make sure we're taking away his time and space, because he really, at the end of the night, can pick you apart either as a passer or a feeder.
Steinhaus, he's played offense, and I know he's played a lot of transition. Is he predominantly coming out of the front gate this year in Buffalo?
Yeah, he is predominantly coming out of the front gate. He's one of their kind of go-to guys on the left side of the floor, being a right-handed shot. Very good feet, loves to get underneath. He's been shooting the ball very well from the outside, and that's something that's kind of been missing from his game the last few years. So, you know, he's added that element back into his game where it was probably 3 years ago when he was an MVP of the league. So, you know, he's another guy that complements John Tavares if he's on the other side of the floor. So, you know, our offense, or their offense, is very potent from both sides of the floor, meaning we're going to need to make sure that we're at our best, or it could be a long night.
Jimmy Quinlan, assistant coach of the Rush, joins us. They're looking to go 11-0 to start the season tonight against the second-best team in the NLL right now, at least record-wise. Buffalo comes in with a record of 8-2, so it'll definitely be a stiff test. Jimmy, last week in Calgary, due to a facility, you guys didn't practice the day before the game, which is a little bit rare. You went out for a team dinner, and it did not impact your team. You guys got off to a great start. You were leading 9-2 at one point in that game. How was practice last night for you guys, and was it something you needed after having last week off?
It was good for the guys we had there. We had some trouble with some flights coming in with weather and stuff, so we didn't have the full complement. By the end of practice, everyone kind of had strolled in, but, that's kind of been the story for us this year, is where we haven't really got in a consistent practice. And when we haven't, the big thing is the shoot around in the morning. So the guys were dialed in this morning, ready to go. And that's kind of, you know, where we kind of get our feeling of how things are going to go. So we were real good last week in Calgary. And we were real good again, you know, this morning at Rexall. So hopefully that transitions into the game for us. Because, you know, it's like you said there, I think it's the first time in Rush history where we've been in first place playing second place.
Well, yeah, considering you've never been in first place before. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of those type of situations. I think everything's record-breaking. If you guys win tonight, that'll be the first time you've ever won 11 games in a season. You know, this is definitely one of those special seasons. And I know you guys want to just continue to build, Jimmy. Talk about the focus of your team. And being a former player, you know, 1 year removed from the game, are you impressed by how these guys haven't had any sort of real letdown all season long, other than maybe that first half in Vancouver?
Yeah, I mean, we've had moments where we haven't been very good, but for the most part, you know, they're a resilient bunch. And I think, you know, part of our fortunes is being so young. I don't think a lot of those guys know any different. I kind of compare it to a young kid learning to walk. They fall and they just get back up. They They just want to do, you know, do the right thing and kind of, you know, make improvements for the betterment of the team. And that's what our guys have done so much this year, is they've just really focused in on the small details. And then Coach Keenan, you know, always so prepared. And same with Jeff McComb and myself. We try to prepare ourselves as best as we can. And then really the credit goes out to our guys who just, you know, continue to go out time and time again and execute. And, you know, when we are having struggles, we don't really get after each other. We know we just got to get back on the same page and go to work. So I think that's where we'll meet our match tonight, is watching the film of that Bandits team. They play hard every aspect of the game, so we're going to have to really make sure that we come out and outwork them, or we'll be in for a dogfight or a long night.
There are very few games you guys have been outworked collectively as a team, Jimmy. Buffalo does have an experienced team. You guys have a lot more athleticism and youth. And I look, the one team that's given them trouble this year is Philadelphia, the only team that's been able to score more than 10 goals, and they've done it twice against Buffalo this year. Do you feel your athleticism on your back end will lead to more transition? I know Tavares said they might try to defend that a little bit with their offensive guys leaving the floor early, late in sets. How do you counter that so you can maybe use your athleticism to your advantage?
Well, I think the big thing for us where we get our transition chances is because we like to step up and challenge and pressure the ball. So when we do that, if we do create a turnover, it's usually high in the zone, and there's not a lot of guys you got to run by to get to the net. So, I mean, if you look at our goals in transition, they're predominantly two-on-ones or breakaways, and that's just basically because of the style of defense we play. So when we're running it well, that's what we want to do, is we want to create, you know, bad, low-percentage passes into the middle of the floor that allow us to just really start taking the ball the other way. So, you know, if Buffalo wants to pull some guys off the floor a little early to ensure their defense is out, that, you know, that's just going to take away from their overall offense. So, again, they're a team that pushes very hard from their back end. They've got, you know, guys like Chad Culp, who is predominantly an old guy who's back there, and Dane Smith's been lights out for him, and then even Mark Steenhouse will go back there and play D. So they drop a lot of old guys back there who can defend, and, you know, their job when the ball turns over is to get it up the floor as quickly as possible to create an easy opportunity.
And Priolo's leading defenseman right now in the league in points. Corbia leads in goals with 9. Priolo, though, has 18, so he's a guy you got to watch in transition. What about Cosmo? Are there any areas to shoot on him that, you know, does he have a weakness?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those goalies that he's like a lot of goalies in the sense that if you take bad shots early and warm him up, he becomes very difficult to play with or play against, sorry. So what we've got to do is we've just got to, you know, ensure that if it's not a quality look early in the game, we might just be better off rolling the ball in the corner and not letting him get warmed up, because he is one of those guys that if you can get some good looks early and you know, shoot the ball, you know, up and down the post, you got to definitely keep it away from the middle of it, because he's such a big guy. And if your stick goes down, he goes down with you, and he covers a lot of space. So he's really one of those guys you want to shoot pipes on him and really just don't waste anything early at him and let him get comfortable. Just try to, you know, keep the shots to a high quality. And if it's not that, just put it in the corner.
Well, Jimmy, continued success. Looking to go 11-0 to start the season. Best of luck tonight.
Hey, and just quickly, how's your bracket? I saw you were supposedly perfect yesterday.
I was, but I've already got 2 wrong in the first 4 today, so it changes quickly. I did. I had Duke, and I also had New Mexico, I think, as a loss for me today.
Oh,
yeah.
Did New Mexico lose? They lost to Stanford.
Yeah, they lost to Stanford. So that, and you know, hey, I said it. I'm the Brian Savage of NCAA March Madness. Usually I'll get 27 or 28, maybe 29 the first 2 days, and then my bracket falls apart historically. So I never was that excited about it. I'd never gone 16 for 16. But 3 of those games were in overtime, so you obviously need a little bit of luck.
Now, is anyone still perfect? Do we know? Do they know out there?
There was 3% left, less than 3% left, I think. And the Duke game, really, I was reading online. I think there's supposedly something like less than 10 maybe that still have a shot. So
Jimmy Buffett's loving life.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure he would actually have loved to give it away. And Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
You know what?
Buffett's a good singer.
Yeah, Warren makes that much in interest in a month, I think.
Oh, there you go.
Right? That's the one guy that could give away that money and not even, like, think twice. He'd be like, oh, here, just let me pull that out of my pocket. So good on him for doing it, though.
Very good on him. All right, well, thank you very much for having me on.